May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is Holy Trinity Sunday, but it could just as easily be called Holy Mystery Sunday, because on this day we explore one of the most mysterious doctrines of our faith, that God is both three and one. God is a single God, and God is known to us in three persons. The first part of that is important. And I think it gets lost sometimes among Christians who are ready to just let go of the whole Hebrew scripture, or as we call it, the Old Testament, as something that tells of a different God altogether, a God who is vengeful, sometimes even cruel. And that Old Testament God is somehow replaced by Jesus, who suddenly reveals a whole new God, a God who is now loving, patient, and full of grace. But friends, there is only one God. And the whole story of the Bible, the whole story in the Bible is how God's people have known and understood God through the ages. When I first came to All Saints, we moved from using the typical schedule of Sunday readings, which is called the Revised Common Lectionary, to using what's called the narrative lectionary. That schedule of readings begins in Genesis in September, and it moves through the Hebrew scriptures all through the fall, the Pentateuch, and the history books, and the prophets. And it gives people who are regularly here at worship a sense of that story arc of scripture. It reveals a God who, from the beginning, is a God of mercy and grace and love for God's people. And I'll let you know that our worship committee has decided to begin again later this year with that narrative lectionary, so that we can again explore that arc of scripture. The Hebrew scripture often uses a formula to describe God as one who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. It's sometimes called the creed of the Old Testament. And in Proverbs, we meet Lady Wisdom, Sophia in Greek, who was with God at the time of creation, who is present in the lives of all who follow God's ways, who guides and enriches the lives of believers. Does that remind you of anything? Of Jesus, the living Word, who was with God at creation? Of the Holy Spirit, who, like wisdom, is a presence which guides believers in walking the good road of God? Jesus says a few times, "I have come not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill the promise and expectation given there of love and mercy and salvation." God is and always has been a single God who has loved humankind and all creation from the beginning. And yet, sometimes we find words in Scripture and in our theology, but in Scripture, like in the Gospel today, which seem to be talking about a number of different persons. Our Gospel reading today was part of what Jesus said to his disciples at the Last Supper in John's Gospel. He tells them, "My Father will send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, who will guide you." He says, "All that the Father has is mine, and the Father will give it to you." He says, "The Spirit of truth will come and guide you." And so there, it sounds like there are three distinct beings, Jesus and his Father and the Spirit. But our theology, our teaching of our church, tells us that God is one. This week, I came across a teaching that I have used before that helps me understand this Trinity. It was written by Frederick Hauck Bosch when he was a religion professor at Princeton. He says, there are probably a number of people who imagine that the idea of the Trinity was thought up by ivory tower theologians who typically were making things more complicated than they need to be and were obscuring the faith of regular believers. In fact, he says, it seems that the process worked pretty much the other way around. Practicing believers and worshipers were driven by their experiences of God's activity to the awareness that God related in several different ways to the creation. Thus, what these believers came to insist upon was that God had to be recognized as being in different forms of relationship with the creation, in ways at least like different persons, and that all these ways were divine, that is, they were of God. Yet there could not be three gods. God, to be the biblical God and the only God of all, had to be one God. This complex and profound faith was then handed over for the theologians to try and make more intelligible, and they've been trying ever since. If you remember, the scripture comes out of the experience of Christians. The letters of Paul were those letters that were read and passed around from community to community who said, yes, this man is speaking about God that we know and experience. And then the Gospels written after those letters, again testifying to the stories that the people knew and the experiences they'd had of God. God's people experiencing different forms of relationship. That is the key. Because God has always wanted to be in relationship with the people God created. God's first and last move toward humanity has always been love, even though parts of the scripture in both Old and New Testament give witness to God's sorrow and anger when we humans choose to live in greed and selfishness and hostility rather than compassion and mercy. And some parts of scripture give witness simply to our human tendency toward tribalism and violence. Yet, God has loved us and desired relationship with us so much that God continues to reach out to us in so many ways. As creator who gives us breath, as wisdom who guides and prods us, as loving parent, as encouraging spirit who gives us, comforts us, and gives faith, as friend and brother, as the spirit of truth who gives words to the prophets, as the redeemer and savior of all, as the Holy Spirit who empowers us and sends us out to be the body of Christ in the world. God is present with us in all these ways and many more. Over my years in ministry, I have changed the way I pray with people. I know I've changed a lot of things. But I used to pray for God's presence, and I still say that sometimes, but I know that God is always present. And what I more often pray now is that God would make us aware of God's constant presence, particularly in times of stress or anxiety or grief, that we would become more aware of that God who is always walking hand in hand with us. The God who created us, redeemed us, and loves us is always present in our lives. May we grow to be more and more able to see that presence and live in that grace. Thanks be to God. Amen.